I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, June 11th, 2018. And it's been our practice for many, many years. I'd like to ask everyone in attendance to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda tonight is the approval of the executive session minutes of May 29th.
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve the executive session minutes as provided to the council. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion was made by Council Member Goyas and passed 3-0. We have two council members not in attendance tonight, Councilman Burrell and Councilman Purnell. Next is the approval of the minutes for, let me first of all say the reason for the closure of that minute on the 29th was two reasons under the open meetings law. One was to consult with our council to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. And second was to discuss public security if the public body determines that public discussion would constitute a risk to the public or to public security.
Okay.
Next is 1C, our regular session minutes of May 29.
One very minor change, Mayor. On number 2, which is page 2 of 6 under special event request, it is the third sentence down. It starts with Councilmember Burrell asked if it sponsored. Should be was in between it and sponsored.
It should be was.
It should be was right after the word it. Just a very minor one. Other than that minor change, motion to approve.
Okay, thank you. You're our official editor of the minutes. We appreciate
like you, that's what we do.
Thank you very much. We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the regular session minutes of May 29th with that one correction. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, also passes 3-0. Okay, now we have a public hearing on Ordinance 2018-04. Basically what this change in the ordinance would do, it allows for the town administrator to waive the fees for any nonprofit agency or organization that wishes to use our one of our parks, either Dr. William Henry Park or Stephen Decatur Park. And right now they have to come up to the council and all that. It seems to me that since we have a long history with all these folks, if there's any question, that the town administrator can simply say they need to come before the council. But this should be an administrative act and not something that have to cause people to take more of their time to get something with fees waived, which I think we've done 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're now going to have a public hearing on this change in our ordinance. I got called to order the public hearing on Ordinance 2018-04, which basically allows the town administrator to waive park fees for bona fide and verified nonprofit organizations. Does anybody have any comments or questions regarding this ordinance? Seeing none, I'm going to close the hearing. The hearing is now closed. And at this point, can we take a motion on this? Does anyone have a motion to this?
I'll make the motion. Since I originally brought this up, I feel extremely confident in the abilities of the town administrator to make these decisions on her own certainly streamline a lot of the issues that we have up here, and I seriously doubt that she's going to have any issues with that.
I think most of these agencies, they've been around.
Exactly.
Not quite as long as
the
town.
She's always got the best interest of the town at heart. I firmly believe that. So I'd like to make that motion that we do pass this, okay. Please.
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the change and waive and allowing the town administrator to waive fees for our parks for qualified nonprofits. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that also passes 3-0.
Great.
All right, thank you.
One more thing to add to your list.
The next is our departmental reports. We have Finance Director Natalie Saleem.
Good evening, everybody. I don't have much. We just continue working on our regular stuff. Just a reminder, I will be sending finalized budget reports this come Friday for Monday meeting when budget adoption will happen. The reports will come in normal formats, just like you've seen them before, PDF and Excel file. The only change you will see, it will say regular budget, not introduced, so the name will change. If you will go through them and find any questions or concerns, just email me or Laura or give me a call, please. Okay. So we will go Monday for adoption.
Thank you.
And the advertisement for budget public hearing will be second week in a row, this Thursday and Friday.
Great. And that's at our next meeting in 2 weeks, and if all goes as anticipated, that's when we traditionally approve the budget, either the second to the last meeting of the year or the last meeting. So it's kind of like the normal procedure, and I'm hoping they'll be normal again this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Natalie? Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Boland.
I only have the announcement that the first of the summer movies is this Saturday. Hopefully, the weather will cooperate. And after that, it'll run every other week, alternating between Stephen Decatur and Henry Park, and then the final movie will be August 25th, I believe, again, downtown. That will be Runaway Bride.
Great. Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mary?
Mary, if you don't have the movie, we rent those movies?
No. Usually I can find someone has a copy, because we go with more popular movies, and typically somebody has a copy of it. This year, for instance, I'm actually purchasing all but one of the movies. I already owned one, and I'm purchasing them all because my daughter is a child at heart. She may be 19, but she still enjoys those movies. So.
So you have to stay in good graces with Mary to make sure we get the movies, right?
Right.
That's
right.
Okay, good. Thank you. Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As a reminder, the Water Department will be flushing hydrants this week. We might hold off tomorrow, let things dry out a little bit, but actually Wednesday looks like it's supposed to rain. So we're going to try and fit it in. We don't want to overwater everything, but we're if you do notice discoloration in your water in your residence or in your business, please run the faucet, flush the toilets for about 10 minutes. If that continues, call the water department and we will be respond and be out there to help flush it out. Gay Street sidewalks are going in. The paving should be completed this week, so that's winding down, as well as William Pine, Cedar, Maple. That's winding down. There's a punch list items and some sidewalk work. But
how is the street work, the surface work, is that?
That'll be next week.
Next week, yeah. Okay, good. So it'll be immediately followed. There won't be a gap. All right, thank you. Any questions for Jane? Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor. most of our work has been over at Stephen Decatur Tennis Court Project, installing the feeder cables and the control panel that will operate the new lights over there for the tennis courts. Also over at 8920 Bethel Road, there was a new trailer installed, and we connected the underground service to give them power. Also over at 215 West Street, there was There was a new garage installed over there at his residence, and we rerouted the service there to serve his garage. Also at 416 West Street, there is a new commercial business going in at West and Buckingham. We'll be installing a new service there this week. And then also the fiber system, fiber network to the library and the police department. We should be able to start on that this Thursday. And then also we have a underground service that faulted, which actually belongs to Councilman Brittingham. So we have to repair his service at his house. So other than that, that's it for my report.
I got to give the electric department a lot of credit, because I had an air conditioner replaced like 2 days before, and I called the guy that did my air conditioning work, and he says, you have a leg problem. I didn't know what a leg problem was. So I called the electric company, and I told them that the guy had told me that I needed to call the electric department because I had a leg problem, and they knew just what it was. They came out, did a temporary thing. I still got the temporary meter and everything, and it's working fine. So the response time was real good. Yep. They dropped whatever they were doing and came out.
Thank you.
All right. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening, everyone. On Saturday, the town of Berlin got quite a bit of water, but Ocean City got a lot more. They actually requested our 5-ton to go ahead and assist with their operation. The EOC actually called out for Berlin Fire Department and for, I believe, the county's 2.5-ton to go also. So our truck was actually involved in 3 assists with the motorist. Again, it's a blessing that no one was actually injured with that much water inside the city.
So that was those 3 assists were in Ocean City?
That's correct.
Very cool. Very good. Very good. Thank you.
I will be having a meeting with the library director on Wednesday, hopefully, in regards to lighting and security at their new facility. I've already consulted with the lighting guru, and he's said he's available if we need any assistance also. Thursday is the graduation for our recruit, Mr. Kevin Lloyd. He is doing very wonderful in the academy, and it'll be a proud day for him and his family. That's my report.
Great. Thank you. And it's again, very commendable and a long-standing backup that Berlin has with Ocean City and vice versa and with our other communities. So it's one of those things where, you know, I think sharing our resources is never the wrong thing to do. Thank you so much, Chief. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a few things tonight. Today, Carolyn Duffy and I from the Planning Department, we attended the morning sessions over at Maryland Municipal League. Councilman Tindall was looking sharp, carrying our banner. I want to say that. I'm continuing to work on that bikeway grant application that you approved at the previous meeting for me to pursue. That's due Thursday, so we're trying to get it in and get some construction funds for that bikeway. Two of the bigger projects we've been having going on for the last year, the library and the AGH Cancer Center, they're nearing completion. They both contacted me about closeout procedures and the possibility of, before they have certificates of occupancy, stocking them with furniture and bookcases of that type of nature. And I've said, as soon as the fire marshal tells me that it's okay, I'll tell you it's okay. So I think that'll happen shortly. They're both kind of getting to... They're staying with their deadlines, so that's good. The projects have gone well. And Wednesday evening, we have our Planning Commission meeting at 6 p.m. That's all I have.
Any questions for Dave? All right, next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Hi. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a few things. Farmers Market starts this Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then will be every Sunday from now until September 30th. Possibly longer, depending on if everybody wants it to be longer. There's going to be live music, story time with Mother Goose at 10 a.m. Toby Gilbert will be talking about a variety of cooking techniques every Sunday at 11:30, whether it's fermenting or baking or pickling. I think this Sunday is pickling. And then this Thursday I'm at a Maryland Main Street meeting in Easton. Next Thursday is Third Thursday concert, lunchtime concert featuring jazz by Smooth and Remy. And then Saturday the 23rd is the combined event of the Believe in Tomorrow block party and then the bathtub races that evening. That's it for me. Great. Oh, wayfinding signs will, they are being constructed right now. And then once they are ready, I will get with Jane and her department for the installation.
And we're thinking with a couple, 2 to 3 weeks? Something.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Thank you. Any questions for Ivy? Next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have nothing.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Right. Do we have any comments from, I have no comments. Does anybody have any comments from the council?
I don't have anything to report.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. Good.
No, Tom was pointing at me. Sorry.
Did you have something to report?
No.
Nothing.
Good, good. Do we have any comments from the public or anybody who wishes to address the mayor and council?
I have one comment, just quickly.
Sure.
Just that our flag's missing and it'll be missing until Wednesday.
It's at
MML and it'll return Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Folks, Davis, Wainwright's Tire Center. After our discussion in January, after Reggae Play Day, and the agreement that myself and you signed March 5th, agreement is terminated. There was no cleanup. I sent you pictures that morning. You probably know Cruiser's weekend was canceled, but my parking lot was blocked for that reason. No one thought to ask why, see if we'd messed up. I don't know where the ball was dropped. I've come to the conclusion I can't let you're not willing to help clean up the parking lot affect the town's theories of me. So I'm not going to block the parking lot, and I'm not going to ask you to clean it.
Okay. I'm very sorry you were disappointed. From what I understand, that I think since Reggae Play Day was primarily down on the northern end of North Main Street, that most of the effort was made there, and I think it just got forgotten. That's what I think happened.
Forgotten's fine, but ignored is two different things.
Okay.
Did you get the pictures?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You never thought to say, hey, sorry?
No, I mean, I should have done that. I should have done that. I think that's a very fair criticism. I do.
So I mean, we need to work together. That's all I'm...
No, I agree with
that. Or you could have said, hey, we're running late, sorry. But we've never asked you for anything before. We're not going to ask now. I can't affect Jen, Mike Queen, and everybody's opinion of me in town being a bad guy by blocking the parking lot, by my customers to spend quite a bit of money with me and want to come uptown to the Globe or go take their kids to Mike's and think, hey, this guy's got his lot blocked. If they don't know the whole story, I'm the bad guy.
Well, I'm sorry feel that you're being perceived as a bad guy. And
if
I'm sorry.
I block it and people don't know the whole story, I'm the bad guy. Right, Elroy?
You're right.
Exactly. I'm not going to be a bad guy because that's what should be done because you can't do what you say you were going to do. Me and you signed it personally.
But you're telling us that we still have a chance to work along with you because you said you're not going to block it, right?
I'm not going to block it just for that reason, but the sheer fact that he got pictures 9:30 that morning. That was Saturday. This was Friday night. And no contact whatsoever. I mean, that's kind of disappointing.
Okay. I can see that.
So
I do.
Brooks, if there's an event and afterwards our town staff sees that there is a mess, will they be permitted to go on your property and pick it up?
Certainly. I mean, I can't. We talked about this in January. we were neighbors and had a barbecue, I wouldn't knock on the door and say, hey, my people left trash, can I come on your lot and clean it up?
No, I just.
So, yeah,
I
was more than willing. Okay. I mean, this would have took all of 5 minutes.
I understand.
And I think go ahead.
We had the staff here to go on your property to clean it up. I guess it just was an oversight. Because I was here when they closed down, and it was a lot of our staff here, and they were breaking everything down. I guess, like the mayor said, you were so far away, they probably figured that they didn't leave trash or anything in your parking lot.
I think it was because it was the first event, and it just completely just, but certainly, had we got a phone call, we would have been right there to respond.
And I understand you sent pictures, but I mean, I think that we dropped the ball maybe, but give us another chance, and hopefully we can make it right.
You've got it, but I'm not asking you to do it. You all do what you feel is right. That was my whole point in January after I cleaned up after New Year's Eve. What's right is right. I don't need to sign an agreement to allow someone to come on. I did that to appease you, and it didn't work.
Not appeasement. It's just required. You know. It's
I just gave Tom permission. We have a verbal agreement. I'm sorry, I don't want hard feelings, but I was really disappointed, G, that you didn't. You poked your head in my shop 3 days ago and told me they should have that hole filled.
Yes.
Thanks. Did you forget about that? The emails that Jen sent? I know Jen had to send 2 emails to get a call back about the pictures of the lot being blocked. Like, hey, did anybody go ask him what's going on? Why did he block it? I mean, for years, we've always felt like we're on an island down there. 5 o'clock, it's a free-for-all. Who cares what happens after that? I thought after January and we doing this, we would... I didn't think I'd have that to worry about, but obviously, it wasn't the first event, it was the second event. The Easter event, no issues, but more of a family atmosphere, but... So, it is what it is. You all are more than welcome to come on there and clean it up, but I don't feel that I need a signed agreement, and I'm not going to ask you to do it. If you don't do it, I'm not going to block it, because I'm not going to be the bad guy in town. That night I blocked it, Jen had 5 people in the globe ask her why. The 5 she explained it to totally agreed with me. Problem is, the 20 that didn't ask her. I'm the bad guy.
No, we're not trying to make you the bad guy.
That's irrelevant. If you deal with me on a regular basis, I want you to be able to come up and support Jen. I want you to be able to come up and support Mike and everyone else up town. If I block, you can't do that. That makes my people's perception of me wrong. That's the problem. Because I really want to block it, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay, well, we appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
So, very much.
That's that. You have a verbal agreement to come on and clean it. That's on you. I'm not asking you to do it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Do we have any other comments or from anyone who's in attendance tonight or questions? Okay. Do we have any comments or questions from the press? Okay.
Move to adjourn. Okay.
We stand adjourned. Thank you.
That's nice one. Two talk for 30 minutes.
That's all right.
No, she usually brings it up.
No problem.
She usually brings it up. And then she hangs around and slides it.
Let's see, we got it.
I know.
Okay.
All right, have a good night, everyone.
All right, you too.
Okay.